Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back into Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. I am Davis Maddock, joined by George Kurtz on this very cold, chilly, and very windy day here in the Midwest, December 15th. We're here, noon Central, 1 o'clock Eastern time. We have wind advisories all throughout the Midwest. Would be quite the interesting day if baseball was being played. Luckily, it's not. Getting to our Wednesday headlines, the Heat at the Sixers. Headlines tonight's 11-game slate. Jimmy Butler and Tyler Herro will not be playing for the Miami Heat. Luckily, not due to health and safety protocols, though. They just have your run-of-the-mill regular injuries, which, you know, I think at this point honestly sounds that's like a positive update. Surprising absolutely no one, Dan Snyder has tried to interfere with the probe into the Washington football team. Not good news coming out of the Washington football team. Does not sound positive. I believe it is now a federal, you know, United States Congress is now doing a probe into the Washington football team. So does not sound particularly great there. Keenan Allen has been removed from the COVID list ahead of Thursday Night Football. That is huge for the Los Angeles Chargers. Of course, Chris Jones not going to be playing in that game. Josh Gordon not going to be playing in that game. Not that Josh Gordon is that big of a miss for the Kansas City Chiefs. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are still unsure whether or not they are going to keep or waive Antonio Brown. And George, it's really just going to come down to, will Tom Brady let them cut Antonio Brown? Because if Tom Brady says, you're keeping him, I like to throw to him, I don't like throwing to Scotty Miller, I don't like throwing to Tyler Johnson, you got to keep my guy, then they are going to keep him. If Brady says, look, it's all right, I get it, he's annoying, he's frustrating, let's get him out of here, then Antonio Brown is going to be gone from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Well, you're probably right, by the way. I mean, more than likely, if Brady says, no, you're not gutting him. Bruce Arians, you know, your reputation is sort of on the line here. Because this will be the second time you've gone against your word. All right, before they signed Antonio Brown, when he was asked during the offseason, he said, no, you never have that guy. All right, now he also said, after they signed him, well, he's on, you know, can't do anything wrong. Does anything wrong, he's out of here. Well, did about as wrong as you could possibly do. All right, lied to everybody. And I think Arians, isn't he a cancer survivor or something like that too? So you put your health at risk. So yeah, I'd be a little ticked off on Bruce. There'd be no way I'm having this guy back. No way in hell. I don't care what Tom Brady says personally, but you're right. Brady controls that, the organization. Very little doubt that's why Antonio Brown's there in the first place. And I have no idea why Brady stumps for this guy. Or none. Yeah, as much as I've really enjoyed Tom Brady in Tampa, I've seen his personality. I think it's been great. This is the one thing I like. What are you doing, Tom? Why are you stumping for him and everything he's done? So I don't understand that at all here. But would it shock me that after Antonio Brown's still playing for the Buccaneers? Not in the least. And they'll go, well, we won't sign him next season. And that'll be their ultimate punishment. You know, just finish out the year and then let him go. Because let's face it, what's the most important thing in the NFL outside of money? Winning.
Winning. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, money definitely number one, but winning is number two. Have you watched this 10-part Tom Brady documentary that is on ESPN Plus? I got to say, you know, it's been really hyped up. Not a chance I watch this. I am not a big Tom Brady guy. Have you watched this documentary?
The only parts I've seen of it is I do watch SportsCenter. So if SportsCenter shows a clip, or if NFL Live shows a clip, sure, then I've seen that. Although I don't pay attention. I want news. I want new current news. I don't care about documentaries and past news. This doesn't mean much to me. I need current news for what we do here, what I enjoy here. So, no, I have not seen it. I have no plans to watch it either.
Okay. And I will we'll give you a little bit of time here because I'm curious to how the NHL is handling all of their COVID testing. So this is George Kurtz's NHL corner here on Fantasy Sports Today.
Well, the NHL and the NBA, they're in trouble. All right, they're in trouble because these are daily leagues that play every day, and a lot of travel, a lot of hotels and everything else. They've got problems. They've got problems, the NHL. The Calgary Flames, this is not a joke. And in NHL roster, they have 23 players. The Calgary Flames have 17 of those players in COVID protocols. All right, quick math tells you they have six players left. All right, obviously that team has been shut down. Carolina Hurricanes, I think they're approaching double-digit players here. We've seen the Islanders shut down. We've seen the Ottawa Senators shut down for COVID. Earlier this year, the San Jose Sharks, and I believe it was the Winnipeg Jets, had problems. And remember, Canadian teams like the Toronto Raptors and all the hockey teams, they have different rules as far as players. They get quarantined for 2 weeks if you have COVID up there. Yeah, you think of the Los Angeles Lakers going to Toronto. All of a sudden, LeBron gets it. He can't leave the country for 2 weeks. All right, so this is affecting, it's going to affect professional sports big time up there. The NHL is having meetings right now as far as what to do. And like football, they're going to put teams in enhanced COVID protocols. Have to wear a mask all the time. Can't go out. You know, you're pretty much, if you're a road team, hotel, arena. That's it. No going out to whatever you want to go to and everything else. So it's a problem, Davis. And I don't think it's going away here. I think we're going to have to deal with this for the next, probably for the rest of the season for the NBA, NHL, and NBA.
I mean, what it really comes down to is the commissioners and the owners and the Players Association of all these leagues, they're going to have to set up a meeting and they're going to have to change something because it's really not viable. Right. You just talked about 80% of an NHL roster missing. And this has already happened in the NBA. We have games postponed, games that are getting moved around due to teams with massive amounts of COVID tests. So these organizations are going to have to do something. I don't know if it's bubbling. I don't know if it's limiting testing, but they're going to have to do something because as the rules currently exist, we're just not going to be able to get through a season. So I hope that they all get it figured out. I hope everyone stays safe and healthy and all of those things. We are going to go ahead and run into break here real quick on the show. When we come back, Brett Levy is going to rejoin me to discuss NBA Daily Fantasy on FanDuel tonight. See you in just a second.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. I'm Davis Maddock, and we are going to take a look at FanDuel NBA DFS tonight using our projections over at DailyRoto.com. We have a pretty healthy slate for us tonight, 11-game slate here on FanDuel. Of course, as always, when we get into the projections and the lineups and everything, very important to note, we've been talking the entire show about it, COVID protocols are going to be absolutely massive here. We have a couple big questionables. We have Chris Middleton questionable for the Milwaukee Bucks. That is, of course, in addition to Giannis already being out due to the health and safety protocols. We have a couple guys questionable at the guard position for Minnesota, notably D'Angelo Russell. If he's not able to play, that is, it's not going to be great. It's also going to be a boon for Anthony Edwards and for Karl Anthony Towns. We have Kyle Kuzma questionable with health and safety protocol stuff for Washington. And probably the biggest questionable of the slate is going to be Paul George and Nicholas Batum for the Los Angeles Clippers against Utah. If those guys don't play, the Clippers are going to have like no power forwards. They're going to be down to Luke Kennard and Terrence Mann as their primary wings. And I think we're ready to bring Brett Levy in tonight to discuss his guards for his FanDuel NBA DFS lineup tonight.
Yeah, David. So big slate tonight. Lots of players to choose from. Although you mentioned all the COVID problems, so really not that many players to choose from. But I'm looking at Cole Anthony. He's played really well since coming back from his injury. He's the best player going on the Orlando Magic. And probably my favorite for most improved player in the entire league right now. So that's been really good. Tyrese Maxey bouncing back a little bit. So at that price, I think it's a good value, Davis. And then Dylan Brooks handling a lot of ball responsibilities for the Grizzlies since Ja Morant's been out. They've kind of been switching off between Melton and Tyus Jones, but Brooks and Bain are always in there, so you can count on those guys. And then my guy, Josh Giddey. He's your guy, too. I'll share him with you, Davis. But, you know, I'm a big Josh Giddey fan. 5,800 versus New Orleans. That's a good matchup. So I'll be all in on the young guys tonight in that matchup.
Yeah, it is. It is a really good matchup against the Pelicans. I mean, their perimeter defense has been terrible. And also, Giddey has the advantage tonight of Lu Dort being out. So I think he probably should get about, you know, 35, 36 minutes now. I think Kenrick Williams will probably start in his place. And Kenrick Williams also is a little bit of a value. I like Maxey. Definitely need to mention Jalen Brunson here while we're talking about the guards. Luka Doncic not playing. They get a matchup against the Lakers, which should be a bad matchup right now in the NBA, but it's not a bad matchup. You know, LeBron is still playing early season defense. Russell Westbrook not doing his best on defense right now. Love Cole Anthony with all the guys who are in health and safety protocols for the Magic. Jalen Suggs is in the health and safety protocols. So really, Cole Anthony is their only ball dominant guard, you know, that they have available at all. So let's go ahead and move to the front court now. Who do we have at forward and center tonight?
Well, I'm taking a lot of guys I have personal experience working with. Miles Bridges, Caris LeVert, high character guys, really good basketball players. Miles Bridges, Davis, we're not talking about it at all, but he is probably an all-star this year. I mean, he's been unbelievable for the Hornets. My guy Jay Humphries doing great work with him. Sorry, Jay Hernandez. Humphries was in Brooklyn. But Jay Hernandez doing great work with him and really developing his all-around game, shooting the three really well. Always been an elite athlete. So I'm happy for my guy Miles Bridges playing really well, probably going to an all-star game. Caris LeVert. A little bit of a slow start to the year, but the Pacers put everyone on the trade block, Davis, and then they started winning. So they should have put everyone on the trade block immediately.
Yeah, right.
Clearly that's all they needed. Yeah, exactly. Evan Mobley just been fantastic this year. Yesterday, you weren't on the show, but I had Scottie Barnes in my lineup. He played really well for Toronto. So just keep putting these Rookie of the Year candidates in your lineup because it's going to be a fun race down the stretch. And Mobley and Barnes in particular playing really well. Jaren Jackson Jr. going to get big minutes tonight for Memphis. And then, as always, Davis, I try and use the whole budget for these. So Kevin Love actually getting some good minutes here for the Cavaliers, takes up the rest of the budget. Seems like a reliable piece, you know, playing every night, playing solid backup big minutes, can shoot the three, will obviously rebound, really good passer for a big man. So, you know, hopefully you get him on the right night.
Yeah, there we go. A couple other guys I wanted to mention. I do think that the kind of the tricky thing about these COVID slates, you know, obviously there are going to be guys who are in play that right now we're sitting here around noon, around 1 o'clock. we don't know that these guys are going to be in play. So one of the things I would urge people to keep an eye on is a couple value guys getting in there so that you can play Nikola Jokic against Karl Anthony Towns and the Minnesota Timberwolves. You know, Jokic has just been unbelievable. I actually think that Jokic is probably playing a little bit better this year than he was last season, which feels insane. You know, he won the MVP last year. How much better can you really play? But he is keeping Denver afloat right now as Will Barton's out. Jamal Murray still is not back. They have other guys in health and safety protocols. They had Bones Highland was in the health and safety protocols. So they've really been going through it there. Don't see a ton of value options at center. You know, probably the best one would be like Montrezl Harrell against the Sacramento Kings. There are a couple guys at power forward, though. You already hit on the first one. I think Jaren Jackson Jr. is just underpriced on FanDuel right now. I think actually tonight against Portland, they might even play most of his minutes at center and only give Steven Adams, 20, 25 minutes and get Jaren Jackson maybe a little bit closer to 35, 38. Because this is a huge divisional matchup, but conference matchup where, these games against the teams that are all sitting there looking at the play-in, those are kind of like double games that because not only are you getting the win, but you're handing the loss to your division rival. Also really like Kristaps Porzingis against the Lakers. I mentioned Jalen Brunson a little bit ago, but Luka Doncic not playing for the Lakers. It feels like we've talked about every big man for the Cleveland Cavaliers because I think Lauri Markkanen, who is actually playing a little bit of small forward right now, for the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think he is a really good option there against the Houston Rockets. Jayshon Tate on the other side of that game, he is basically kind of playing point guard right now for the Houston Rockets because Eric Gordon is out. I believe Armani Brooks is really their kind of only ball dominant guard that we have sitting in there. And then Bobby Portis. I mean, Bobby Portis, when Giannis does not play, is just a fantastic value. And not only is Giannis not playing, but Chris Middleton, due to health and safety protocol stuff, also might find himself not in the lineup tonight. So I think a potential huge spot there for Bobby Portis. If you guys are interested in playing NBA DFS tonight on FanDuel, I would encourage you to head over to dailyroto.com. If you sign up, all you need is your email there. You don't have to pay anything. Our projections are free. Our optimizer is free. And
con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un sausage burrito es solo $1.50. Así que échale salsa picante o ketchup a tu sausage burrito con todo en McDonald's. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's really, I think, one of the best ways to get involved with NBA DFS, which is maybe a controversial opinion. I think it's kind of fun when all these teams are so thin with all these injuries because you have lots of playable guys. But we are going to go ahead and run into a break here real quick on Fantasy Sports Today. When we return, George will rejoin me, and we're going to take a look at some of our Dynasty Fantasy Football rosters and make some decisions there. See you back in just a moment.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back into Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. I'm Davis Maddock, joined by George Kurtz, as we take a look at my favorite, George. I love Dynasty Fantasy Football, and we did our little powwow, and I told Brett I really want to be doing these segments on the show because, I think that we can help people, and two, it's just one of my favorite things to talk about. So we are going to take a look at some Dynasty keeps or waves or maybe some guys that we could even try to trade for. So we're going to go ahead and start with Honestly, a guy I have absolutely no idea what to do with, Trey Sermon of the San Francisco 49ers. He's barely played. He is injured now, placed on the designated for return IR. He did get two starts this year, one against Green Bay, 10 carries, 31 yards, three targets, two receptions, 59% of the snaps, another against Seattle, 19 carries, 89 yards, and no targets, 51% of the snaps. Let's say you spent, you know, the third pick of the second round on Trey Sermon in your Dynasty rookie draft. What are we doing with Trey Sermon in Dynasty Leagues right now, George?
Oh, well, this is one of the biggest questions of the year. What happened here? What happened between Sermon and I think it's Sermon and Shanahan. I mean, really, what happened here? Was he dating Shanahan's daughter? Make a pass at his wife? What happened that he was pretty much, put on the you're not going to play list? No matter what here. I mean, they have ample opportunities here, right, with all the injuries they've had there. So I'm curious to see. I would like to find out why. That being said, running backs in dynasty leagues are generally, you don't give up. They're so hard to come by because it's a dynasty league. How many good running backs come out of a draft? Three, four, and they're gone the first five picks, maybe even earlier than that. Running backs fly off the board. If you're at the bottom of your draft, you're a decent team in fantasy, dynasty fantasy, you're not getting a good running back because they're gone by the time, half the first round is over? Every running back is taken because we all need them. All right, then you're left with the wide receivers, quarterbacks, you can find them, tight ends, you can always find, but you can't find running backs. So you don't give up on running backs in a dynasty football league. You just don't. You're going to have to eat it here. He's too young to just give up on, right? Mate, does he need to change the scenery? Possibly. Will San Fran let him go? Probably not. So I think for right now, you're eating it. You just don't have a choice here. Are you going to try and trade him? What's the other person going to give you? Oh, thanks. You trade me somebody who's not playing. Gee. So unless his situation changes in the NFL, I think you're just forced to eat it in Dynasty.
If you could get a second-round pick back for him, I would do it. On the contrary, if I had a team that was bad, like if I was tanking and I had a bunch of picks, I would also give up a second round pick for Trey Sermon, I think. And basically, you're just sort of thinking, all right, a second round rookie pick in general, it doesn't really do anything for you. Your chances of hitting are pretty low. I think the chances of Trey Sermon hitting are pretty low. But if you look in the backfield there, okay, Elijah Mitchell, he's really good. He's going to be back next year. But Raheem Mostert, last year of his contract. Jeff Wilson Jr., he's in the last year of his contract. We'll see if he's even on the team next year. So I think you could speculate a little bit on Trey Sermon. I think by and large, I would be on the side of buying as opposed to selling. But you're right. It is just one of those weird situations. The vibe that it gets me, George, do you remember Joe Williams, the guy that Kyle Shanahan told the front office, oh, I have to have this guy. Never got a carry, never was active, never got a carry for the San Francisco 49ers. They traded up for him, and he never even played. So, that, unfortunately, I am getting some of those vibes, but I think the positive outcomes are so good, I'm still interested in trading for him. Our next guy, weirdly enough, I think I kind of like this guy too, assuming that he finds his way to a new team. That is Denzel Mims, second-round pick from Baylor. He's done absolutely nothing as a member of the New York Jets. He was active last week and got a penalty called on him. No touchdowns in his NFL career through 17 games. He really has been useless. But if you could pick him up for absolute free, I'm kind of into Denzel Mims, assuming that he gets cut and ends up on a new team next year.
Yeah, I think you need him to get cut here. There's a lot of bad things going on with the Jets and Mims. Yes, he had two penalties on back-to-back plays last week. That's why he got put on the back of a milk carton. I forget what the first penalty was, like a holding call down the field. Second penalty, he lined up incorrectly. All right, that's you want to infuriate your coach? That's the way to do it. Mims fell during the draft because he had some personal issues, shall we say. Jets ended up getting him. Thought it might have been a bargain here. And now everything else that's going on with the Jets, right? Zach Wilson right now is struggling, to put it nicely. They have other receivers that have stepped up. Elijah Moore, yeah, I know he's on the IR, but still, Moore has definitely gotten ahead of him in the pecking order. It does look like Mims probably needs a change of scenery. It wasn't drafted by the Soleil outfit here, right? So they have no allegiance to him. So I do think he needs to go someplace else. I do think he has talent. And he can even work out for the Jets if they would use him, give him a chance here. But when you're not drafted by the current coach and the current organization, you just don't get those kind of opportunities because they never really wanted you. So that's what my biggest concern is with Denzel Mims here. But, yeah, I'm with you here. I want to keep him. I do, because I think there is talent here. I think there's more talent to come. He probably just needs a more friendly offense, and I think he needs to change the scenery with the team that doesn't care about what happened in the past. You know, obviously a more pass-happy team or a better quarterback team would also help. He's not going to be the number one. He needs a team with an established number one. The Packers might be interesting if they ever get around to it. You know, someone like that, would that'd be beautiful, actually. Everybody would like to go to Green Bay, but that's my point. An established number one, established quarterback would help Mims out a lot.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Dallas Cowboys pick him up as a cheap signing when Michael Gallup goes and gets an $18 million a year deal with, you know, the Houston Texans or whatever. I think that one could be pretty interesting. Another fascinating situation is Robert Tonyan of the Green Bay Packers. He has been a great touchdown scorer as a member of the Green Bay Packers. Had two touchdowns this year before he tore his ACL. Of course, he had the 11 touchdowns last season. They don't really have a second wide receiver, you know, MVS, Allen Lazard. We do think Rodgers, I think that Rodgers is going to come back. You know, honestly, I do think that it just seems like the easiest solution for everyone is for Rodgers to come back again. Tonyan probably pretty cheap in most of these leagues. It'd have to be a pretty deep league, which is all of the dynasty leagues I play in are either tight end premium or very deep. So even guys like Tonyan do have some value. What's your thoughts on his outlook moving forward?
Yeah, I don't think Rodgers comes back, but I'm not, you know, I'm going to stand on a soapbox and scream up and down about it. I'm not, maybe 60-40, he doesn't come back. That's my kind of thinking there. I hope he does go back. I'm that kind of guy. I like when players who play with one team finish their career with that team. I don't like players. You know, Rodgers is a Packer. I don't want to see him in a Seahawks uniform or a Steelers uniform or a Broncos uniform, whatever else. You know, I want to see him play with the Packers. But that's just me. But I think he is going to go, like I said, 60-40 here. But let's just say for the sake of this argument that he does stay, that he's going to be back with Green Bay. Tonyan is touchdown dependent. I know he had all the touchdowns last season, but that's all he did. He's not a great guy who's going to catch six balls a game. He's not that guy or going to rack up yards. He's not a yak guy after he catches the ball. He's touchdown dependent. So I lean towards waiving. That being said, they're not, if you're playing a 12-team league, dynasty league or whatever, there aren't 12 great tight ends. And also, if you're in a dynasty, it's been around a couple of years. It's not like, oh, this guy, this team has one. No, probably some team has two good tight ends. So now you're down to maybe just seven teams that need a tight end here. I'm keeping them. I don't think I have a choice here. I need someone who can play. That being said, if I do have a good tight end on my roster and I'm in any kind of a roster crunch, he can go. I don't know if Rodgers is coming back to Green Bay next season. He's coming back from an ACL, which could slow him down even more. He's not a reception guy. You know, he's nowhere near Kittle, Kelsey, or any of these guys, Andrews. He's not that guy. I'm okay with waiving him, but I think because of the position, I'm more likely to keep him.
Yeah, no, I'm completely with you. Just the fact that there are so few tight ends who you can even count on having like a 40% chance of scoring a touchdown on a given week, I think does retain some value for him. So our last guy here, Daniel Jones, and obviously single quarterback dynasty, who cares? Cut him, right? But I, George, play, I think every dynasty league I'm in is two quarterbacks, if not two quarterbacks, at least super flex. Because it's way more interesting, right? You want the quarterbacks to have value. You don't want Patrick Mahomes being traded for a second round pick. You don't want, you know, people cutting Kirk Cousins, because you want to have as many guys having fantasy value as possible. So I think that is my preference as the, you know, the best way to play. So Daniel Jones, he's got this neck injury. He has 1 year left on his rookie deal. What are we doing with Daniel Jones? Keep, waive, trade for him, trade him away. What are we doing with him?
So many jokes. There are two things I stump for in fantasy. One, super flex. You have to at least play in a super flex. I mean, come on, man. There's so many good quarterbacks, or so many fantasy worthy quarterbacks now. As you said, it's more strategy. If there's one thing I hate come draft time, you know, you get all the questions on Twitter and all this, you know, when do I draft the quarterback? Almost all of us say wait forever. You know, because you can wait till 10th, 11th round, you get a quarterback. Playing a super flex, it makes it much more interesting about when you get a draft your true quarterback one, especially if you're in a crazy league that has 6 points for a touchdown pass. So I'm a big super flex guy. The other thing I stump for, by the way, is IDPs. For the love of God, play with individual defensive players, not a team defense. I hate that we just ignore defense in fantasy football. Anyway, done with that. Daniel Jones, bye. Nice knowing you. I'm done. I'm just done. All right. I don't know what's going to happen with the Giants. I assume they're going to get a new GM. I assume that new GM is going to want to hire his own coach, although the Giants are making noise that they want to keep Judge. Why? And that odds are they're going to want a new quarterback anyway. You know, Daniel Jones, you've had time and time again to prove yourself. It's not working. I understand your weapons can't stay healthy. Galladay's been a buzz. Shepard's always hurt. Barkley is a shell of his former self. Engram can't catch the ball. The offensive line is a bunch of trash cans. I get it. But it's not working out here. Jones, no. Especially if you're in a single league. What's the point? Go out and find another quarterback. No, thank you. Jones, by the way, not going to play this week against Dallas.
Yeah.
Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I don't think we're going to see Daniel Jones again this year, which honestly, the less you see of him, probably the better if you're trying to decide if you want to keep him or get rid of him. So we're going to go ahead and run into break here real quick on Fantasy Sports Today. When we get back, Brett Levy rejoins us as we head into fantasy or reality here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. I'm Davis Maddock, joined by George Kurtz. Before we get into fantasy or reality, I need to remind everyone, follow at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV on Twitter. You can also follow Sports Grid on Instagram. You're going to get all the latest news, notes, and analysis on all of the big games in the NFL, the NBA, even a little bit of NHL content every once in a while when Cardano lets George go in that direction. You're going to get highlights from this show. You're going to get highlights from Pharrell Coast to Coast, The Morning After, all of the incredible programming that we have here on Sports Grid. So make sure that that you check that out. And George, let's go ahead and hop into fantasy or reality with Brett Levy.
All right. Well, we've talked a lot about COVID today, and obviously it's affecting a lot of leagues. Last year we had Monday night doubleheaders, Tuesday football, Wednesday football. We've got 3 weeks of the regular season left, some playoff games coming up. So, George, we'll start with you for this one. The NFL schedule will be altered due to COVID. Is this a fantasy or reality?
Oof. Well, you know, we're late in the season now. So if we're talking altered, the only thing that would happen, like I said, with the Cleveland game on Saturday, although once again, we're hearing they're not even going to do this. This is not going to happen. Cleveland, too bad you're playing. But what we're hearing, the only thing that could happen is they can move it to Monday, move it to Tuesday, something like that. The byes are gone. So you're not going to see the game, you know, we'll switch to this game with week 17's game or something like that. That's not going to happen. They can move it a day or two, but nothing else. But the NFL said before the season, this is why we're expanding the rosters. I mean, you have this big practice squad to cover for stuff like this. Remember, they didn't care last year when Denver had no quarterbacks, right? They had to get some wide receiver to play quarterback because he played it in high school or something like that. They're not going to care that Mayfield can't play Saturday. You know, it's like the old Goodfellas movie there. What? You got no quarterback? F you. You play it. No wide receivers? F you. You play it. Just the way the NFL is. Deal with it. We don't care. You know, we've seen teams have problems. The Washington football team had no defensive ends last week against the Cowboys because they went on COVID. They're just not going to care. So I'm going to say fantasy, that they're going to keep things as is, just too late to move anything. But that being said, would it shock me if they move a game to a different time? Or once again, if they move a Saturday game to a Monday or Tuesday, it wouldn't shock me, but I don't think they want to. I think they want to keep the schedule as is. And once again, F you, deal with it, you're playing.
So I totally agree with you on the surface, which is the money is really important here, and the NFL definitely does not want to do this. However, one of the things that seems like it would make the most sense, especially because I wouldn't imagine that many scheduling conflicts, would just be adding a week in between the end of the regular season and the beginning of the playoffs. So that would give teams time to set up their bubble plans, right? So they could set up a bubble with hotels or whatever it is if you have a home playoff game. And that would, of course, you know, if we get to the end of the season and we have like 100 guys with positives, that would give them time to get negative tests, give them time to quarantine and all of that. And you know, I guess one of the reasons why I would maybe go the other way would be like literally right now, Roger Goodell, the NFL Players Association, and all the owners of the teams, they're probably all on a conference call right now being like, what the heck do we do here? How do we stop this from happening? Do we stop testing? Do we say you can play if you're not symptomatic? Do we say if you get the booster, you're not getting tested? Do we mandate the booster? What do we do? And I think that basically the entire crux of that conversation is going to be, let's not cancel any games. Let's not postpone any games. Let's not move anything around. Let's get this TV money. Let's get these ticket sales. So I just talked in a circle there. And in the end, I am going to side with George and I'm going to say fantasy. The NFL is going to play all of the games that they have on the schedule and it's not going to be altered.
All right. Well, our next focus will be the NFL draft. Pro Football Focus released their mock draft yesterday with 4 first-round quarterbacks, Malik Willis, Kenny Pickett, Sam Howell, and Matt Corral from Ole Miss. So, Davis, we'll start with you for this one. It's a weak quarterback draft, but 4 QBs will go in the first round of the NFL draft. Is this a fantasy or reality?
You know what? I never go in this direction, right? Craig and I mean, how many NFL draft shows do we do in here? And I said, look, 5 quarterbacks are going to go. Mac Jones is going to go. We might even see Davis Mills go. I feel the same. I feel the opposite about this draft. I actually think this might be a draft where we do actually see some quarterback drop, right? Kenny Pickett. Do you want to spend a top 15 pick on Kenny Pickett? He played in that, you know, that air raid system in college. All he got to do was make easy throws. He just was not asked to do a ton. He can run a little bit, but certainly, you know, he is not a runner like Matt Corral or Malik Willis. Matt Corral to me does not look like a first round quarterback, but those are the two guys who I think definitely will. Now, Malik Willis, you got to really wish cast on Malik Willis because he is a phenomenal runner. I mean, he really is. He is a really good running quarterback, but he is not accurate. He does not have, you know, that strong of an arm. He can extend plays. I guess that's not fair. He does have a strong arm, but he threw 12 interceptions and took 50 sacks his final season at Liberty. That really does not strike me as a first-round quarterback. And neither does Desmond Ridder, who, you know, was on this Cincinnati team that won all these games, but they ran the ball and they played good defense. And then, you know, after that, we're talking about, you know, lots of guys who I think just really don't deserve to be drafted in the first 40 picks or so. So, George, I'm going the other way. I'm going to be a contrarian and I'm going to say that this is a fantasy and that less than 4 quarterbacks go in the first round.
All right. Well, Davis is wrong. It's the NFL. Now, if you want to argue that there aren't 4 quarterbacks who deserve to go in the first round, right there with you. Right there with you, because this is not a good quarterback draft. And I don't think any of them are going to go in the top 5 picks. I might give you that too. But there are 4 quarterbacks going in the first round. It's just the way the NFL is. It doesn't matter if they're good enough. You need to take your chances and roll the dice. You know, if you need a quarterback, you have to go out and get one. And, you know, and you can make the argument, well, so many quarterbacks are going to be traded and moved this offseason. Yeah, okay, that's great. But that means those teams that got rid of the quarterback, they need a quarterback now, and they'll be dipping in the water. It's just the way the NFL is. I mean, it's the way it is. I don't think we're going to get the top, a top pick being a quarterback this year, maybe not the top couple of picks. But Pittsburgh needs a quarterback. You know, they're going to have to go out and get one. Lions need a quarterback. Going to have to go out and get one somehow. And they ain't enticing no top free agent to go there. These teams are taking a quarterback there. You can go on and on and on. Houston's got to replace Deshaun Watson. All right, the Giants, we just talked about Daniel Jones. They need a quarterback. Yes, I think they might get one of these bigger names here. But I'm looking at Todd McShay's draft. You know, you said what, PFF had 4. McShay has 5. So your over-under is probably 4.5, actually. Do we get the 5? There's always teams that trade up for one late in the first round because they want to take a chance. It's a quarterback-driven league. Every rule is designed for the quarterback. You can't touch him. You can't touch the receivers. You can't do anything. Or throw the ball. We want to see 90-point bowl games here. That's what the NFL wants here. You have to go out and get a quarterback. They may not deserve to be so, but, yeah, I think there'll be at least 4, if not 5, quarterbacks taken in the first round. I'm not saying they deserve to be. I'll be right there with you, right online with you, saying they don't deserve to be. But there will be at least 4 quarterbacks taken in the first round.
All right. Well, our last question of the day revolves around one of the biggest magazine covers of the year, Time's Person of the Year. And this year, they named Elon Musk Time's Person of the Year. He started SpaceX. He's obviously got Tesla, really smart guy, doing some super loop thing in LA. So, George, we'll start with you for this one. Elon Musk is a good choice for Time's Person of the Year. Is this a fantasy or reality?
You know, Time's Person of the Year depends on how you look at it. It's not the greatest person of the year. It's just, I guess, the most influential person of the year, the guy who's made the biggest noise of the year, that sort of thing. And therefore, that is Elon Musk, right? I mean, he is that guy, whether you like him or not. And I'm not a fan, but he makes a lot of noise. Do I think he's half crazy? Yeah, I do. You know, he's also, what, the richest man on the planet, or one of them, with all the money he has. He's worth close to $1 trillion. Kind of nuts here. So do I think he's a good choice? I mean, it depends on how you look at it. I don't like giving guys this recognition for all the crazy things he does. But, you know, Time, I said that Person of the Year award is more for the person who's, you know, out there in the news. And he's always out there in the news. So, sure, why not? And let's face it, I don't care one way or the other. I don't care that he is the Person of the Year. I wouldn't care who is the Person of the Year. It means nothing to me here. But I guess for how they award it, you know, but I treat this like I do all awards. I don't care who wins the MVP. I don't care when it's the Cy Young, the Lady Bing or anything. These things are all political anyway, where people vote for weird stuff all the time. So I don't care. It doesn't make any difference to me. Don't mind talking about it, but I don't care. But I guess, sure, for all the stuff he's done, yeah, why not?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not an Elon guy. Don't like Elon. Don't like Tesla. Not a SpaceX guy. Think he's super annoying on Twitter. I mean, some of the things he's doing are important. You know, I think that electric cars and finding ways to have clean energy, finding ways to have, you know, less dependence on fossil fuel. You know, I think those things are important. Eventually, space exploration is going to be more important for Western society. You know, we're going to have to find ways to productively use the space around Earth because we have so many people on Earth. But Elon just not into it, not feeling it. So I'm going to say that he was not a good choice, although George is correct. I mean, who cares about Time Magazine, like legacy media? When's the last time you saw a Time Magazine? When's the last time you read a Time Magazine? I mean, I literally, it's got to have been a decade since I picked up a physical copy of a Time Magazine. I mean, I just don't get it. It seems stupid. You know, I don't even subscribe to any physical magazines. George, do you get a physical newspaper or Time Magazine, anything like that?
No, I mean, I used to be a subscriber to Newsday, the local newspaper here. But now you can, listen, got a phone. I can read it online. No reason to subscribe to it. Dallas Cowboy Weekly. I'm a Cowboy. Did you ever get a Dallas Cowboy Weekly? I got that for decades. It's a rah-rah magazine, but it was fun. Pro Football Weekly was a great football newspaper there, but that went out of business about probably a decade ago. The National back in the day, sure, but none, not now. No, everything's online. Read everything digitally.
Yep, everything's online. You hit the nail on the head. It's all online. Who cares? You know, it really is So Time Magazine, I mean, I guess good for them. Maybe they get some more clicks on their website. The Time Magazine did those NFTs a couple months ago. I remember thinking that was just one of those bizarre ways that the legacy media tries to stay relevant. But you're right. It's all on our phone. It's all podcasts. It's all audiovisual. It's all on TV. So what's the point? But yeah, Elon, not for me. Everyone, we are going to go ahead and run into our final break here on the show in just a moment. Of course, I'll be back tomorrow with Craig. We'll also be there on Friday. We're going to take a look at some of our fantasy football teams that are heading into the playoffs. If you missed any of today's show, you can go back and watch it all on demand. And George and I will be...
Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Back with the Sports Grid 60 here in just a few moments on FSP. See you then.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so all show we've been talking about COVID and all the Cleveland Browns have been placed on it, the Washington football team and everything else that's going on here. Listen, it's something we're going to have to deal with. It's not going away. We're going to have to deal with this. I'm so used to going through my sites looking for injuries of all my fantasy players, whether it be, once again, football, hockey, whatever it might be. Now it's all about COVID. Just going through the praying that my guys aren't on the COVID list. I guess the good news is, hey, if you are on the COVID list, you're probably only going to miss one game, not three, you know, not four or five, whatever it might be. But still, it's there's more people going on it every day. What are we up to? Almost 80 players. I think it's over 80 players right now in the NFL have gone on COVID this week. All right, it's building and building and building. NHL, Nashville's got, what, six people going on today. Calgary, 17 of their 23-man roster is on COVID. We're going to have to deal. It's not going away. And there's nothing we can really do about it. We're already midseason as far as rosters are concerned. We just have to accept the fact that we're going to have to deal with our players going on COVID for the rest of the season.
And, you know, mine is going to be a little bit of an addition to that. But look, we got to deal with the situation that that we have been placed in, George. So the one thing I'm going to tell you is, if you really want to win your fantasy football championship, there are going to be some opportunities for you to pick guys up who you really want to have in your fantasy draft or in your fantasy league, right? Backup running backs, backup wide receivers, you know, backup quarterbacks if the backup guys are runners. You're going to have that cell phone very close to you over the next couple of days, especially if you play in leagues with first come, first serve waivers, because you know it's going to pull up and Ezekiel Elliott's on the COVID list. Dalvin Cook is on the COVID list. So be prepared to pounce on those opportunities. Thank you to my co-host, George. Thank you to Craig, who's not here today. Thank you to Brett for sitting through the show. Thank you to everyone over at LTN. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. We'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning.
There are a lot of sports talk networks out there, but we're the one that gives you actionable insights on gaming, odds, and more. The others...
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.